Global Warming, Global Threat. Lecture 1. Perspectives on Earth History. And now, Professor McElroy.
Welcome to this, the first of 14 lectures on the topic of global warming. The issue of global warming has captured the attention of people worldwide over the past 20 years or so. What is the issue? Well, the issue is that scientists, looking at what humans are doing to the global environment today, believe that we are changing the climate of the planet on a global basis. We are warming the Earth. Now, if you think of the Earth the way you might think of a human body, the human body lives at a relatively constant temperature, 98 degrees or so. If our temperature goes up a little bit, we're sick. If our temperature goes up more than 4 or 5 degrees, we run the risk of dying. So the issue, in some sense, is, are we changing the health of our planet? Are we causing the climate to change? Is the Earth warming up? And what are the consequences? Global average temperature, people have focused on that as the issue, but of course, it's more complicated than that. We need to have a real sense of where the changes are going to occur. Are we going to see rain where it did not occur in the past? Are we going to see drought in regions where there is no drought today? And what is ultimately going to be the effect on people and the effect on plants and the effect on animals and the effect on the entire, if you want to think of it as a human body, the entire body human on a global scale? That's no less than that is the issue. It's an extremely complicated issue. It has complex scientific dimensions. It involves how the atmosphere and the ocean combine as a system. It involves how the atmosphere, ocean, and life on a global basis interact. And we want to talk a little bit about how that takes place in order to provide this very broad context for understanding the problem of global warming as we need to understand it today in order to decide what we should do about it. Now, a few years ago, a famous scientist called Roger Revelle described this issue in rather graphic terms. He said, "We are embarked on a global geophysical experiment. We are literally embarked on an experiment in which we have determined that we are going to change the composition of the atmosphere of the Earth on a global basis, and we're going to watch what happens. But we don't know what the outcome of the experiment is." Now, this is a very tricky experiment. Normally, if a scientist does an experiment in the laboratory and it doesn't work out, you scrap the experiment and you do it again, or you change the conditions. But you only have one Earth. So we are engaged today in an experiment, the consequences of which are still somewhat unpredictable. And Roger Revelle rather graphically caught that particular idea when he first introduced the idea of the global experiment that we're talking about in the context of global warming. Now, what are we going to, what's the game plan for these lectures? How are we going to try to do this? Well, I thought it'd be useful in this first lecture to provide a context in which to view the human presence.